أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. Islam is a soul-centered religion where everything revolves around spirituality and the soul. The soul overshadows the body. If you lead a life caring about your body and its needs only, then you are talking about failure and destruction of your soul and body both. If you lead a life taking care of your soul and spirituality, then be assured that your spirit, soul and body both are protected. Allama al-Majlisi rahmatullah alayhi, when his grave got opened up somehow and they discovered that even the henna that he had applied over the toe, the nails of the toes, was still fresh, and the body after the passage of hundreds of years was still fresh, as if the earth has never touched the coffin of his. So if you protect your spirituality, your soul is protected, plus your body is also protected. That's where the role of taqwa comes in. Islam emphasizes upon the believers to protect their spirituality and to maintain and elevate their taqwa and piety and caring about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing about the punishments of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, swearing 11 times, I swear by the sun and its brilliance, and the moon when it follows the sun, and the day when it shows it, and the night when it draws a veil over it, and the heaven and him who made it, and the earth and him who extended it, and the soul and him who made it perfect. Then he inspired it to understand what is right and wrong for it. After mentioning these 11 swearings, then he comes to the point by saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He will indeed be successful who purifies it, and he will indeed fail who corrupts it. In Surah Ash-Shams, there's a hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam where he says, خَيْرُ شَبَابِكُمْ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِكُهُولِكُمْ وَشَرُّ كُهُولِكُمْ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِشَبَابِكُمْ. The best of your youth are the ones who become resembling to their elders, to your elders, and the worst of your elders are the ones who become resembling to your youth. It's the responsibility of the youth to become resembling, mushabih, to our muttaqi and pious elders. And it's bad for the elderly who have already gone through their age and their experiences, and you know, and still they're trying to behave like the youth, ignoring their experiences, the knowledge which they are supposedly they have acquired and all that, and not following the path of taqwa. So all the worships that a young boy performs in the young age has way more rewards and importance in the eyes of Allah as compared to same worships he would perform or a person would perform only in the elderly age. If you perform the worships and abide by taqwa in the young age, and you are unable to perform the same worships because of your elderly age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you without performing those worships, He will continue to reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif and high-level teachings of Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. Waffaqana wa iyyakum limardatihi. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.